had always kind of had a interest in family law. My sister was divorced immediately preceding me, had a very vicious, terrible divorce while I was in college and early law school. And I wasn't there to take care of things for her. So it was kind of one of those, I kind of felt like it was penance at some point to learn more about family law and what she was going through. And then I kind of found that I really enjoyed helping people through this. It's a transitional period. It's a really emotionally devastating time, but it's almost like if you ever heard the legend of the Phoenix, where it's destroyed and it's reborn, it gives people the opportunity to be reborn into something different and new. It gives them a fresh start and the ability to find love or get out of a bad and negative situation. Even with children, people often say, oh, we're staying together for the kids. But ultimately, you have to think about it as, okay, you are imprinting upon your children what love and affection looks like, what a marriage should look like, what happiness looks like, and what they are ultimately going to strive for in their lives, adult lives. And do you really want it to be constantly fighting or never being happy yourself? And people worry about the ability to co-parent successfully, but that's easily remedied when they actually put the children first and get past the emotions and the damage that's done in the divorce and the hatred and animosity that builds through having these negative relationships carry out longer than they need to.